There has long been a sort of rivalry between the orthodox medical world and the complementary alternative one. For example, many orthodox doctors have a very negative view of CAM. But why is this? Dr. Robert Verkerk, Executive Director of the Alliance for Natural Health, has some theories.
Much of that view has actually been framed by looking at the complementary and alternative medicine in a very specific way, in the way in which, in fact, orthodox medicine views its own aspect of medicine, allopathic medicine. And this is where the randomized controlled trial is the holy grail. That is the mechanism by which you view things, because there is a high rate of statistical confidence when you use that sort of method. But what you've actually done is distill what is a very complex system, a series of interactions between natural products, people's environments, and obviously very variable genotypes, into something that is incredibly simplistic. And in so doing, you've actually created such confounding in your statistics, which is often unadjusted for, so you get really crummy results.
So that doesn't actually then mean that CAM doesn't work, it just means it's being researched in the wrong way.
If we take an example, for example, the conventional model, the orthodox model, says we will look at observational data, at epidemiological studies, studies of human populations, and we'll use that to see trends. And then if we see specific trends, we might get the money together to conduct randomized controlled trials of specific effects. And what we keep on seeing, if we take the example of, say, the Southern Mediterranean diet or the Japanese diet, we consistently see that nutrients that are found in those diets very substantially reduce the risk of major chronic diseases that actually provide the key burden on the health system, cancer and heart disease. We keep on seeing that trend repeated and repeated, yet when those nutrients are delivered in a randomized controlled trial, and let's remember they're not the same nutrients that are found in whole fruits and vegetables or fish oils or vegetable oils like olive oil, they are synthetic equivalents, or in many cases they're not particularly equivalent, they lead to different results. So we've seen these rather spectacular so-called failures in particular trials where synthetic beta carotene has been used. We've seen failures where vitamin E has been delivered. And of course, most of this is down to the specific methodologies. Actually, in the case of vitamin E, they've been dosing with one particular form of vitamin E that actually, when you take it in high doses, reduces the amount of more important forms of antioxidant vitamin E that are found in the diet. So you're actually interfering with absorption of key forms of vitamin E in the diet.
Now, why do you think this happens? Because when you say it like that, it kind of seems obvious. You're not comparing like with like. So why aren't they comparing like with like? Why aren't they getting the proper stuff and testing that out?
The bottom line is we've got a fundamental flaw in how the scientific method works. The scientific method works usually by trying to compare a small number of variables. The problem with our interaction with our environment or our interaction with foods is that's never the case. So you could argue that we don't have adequate scientific methods today to fairly represent what is going on with these sorts of complex interactions. And of course, when you move on to some other fields of CAM, such as subtle energy medicine, Reiki, homeopathy, the situation gets even worse. And of course, it's not to say that science won't one day have better methods. Just at the moment, most of the science that's used in medicine has been born out of pharmacology, where you're looking at administering very specific amounts of very well-known specific chemicals and looking how they interact. And of course, the way nature functions is very, very different.
So how do you see the solution then in terms of research for CAM?
I think the critical thing is that what we have to do is pay a lot more attention, provide much more weight statistically to epidemiological and observational data. The fact that we consistently see that diets that are rich in fruit and vegetables have these rather spectacular impacts on cancer and heart disease, even the orthodox medical community now agree that up to 60% of cancers are actually nutritionally related. Why is it that we don't see a consequent response by the medical community in actually trying to prevent or even treat cancers using nutrients? The key thing is we have to move towards trials that look at complexes of nutrients so that the treatment is actually the delivery of a complex range of nutrients that much more fairly represents the diet, and the control can be a placebo control. In other situations, the concept of undertaking a blind trial is pretty crazy, because the principle of blinding actually eliminates things like intention. There's some very interesting work going on in the quantum field now that suggests that intention energy is critical to homeopathy and forms of energy medicine. So once you've eliminated that process, you actually put a spanner in the whole works.
That's Dr. Robert Verkerk.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.